Our present meditation will be on what St. Ignatius calls the two standards. We begin by observing that we are living in the church militant. Hear the words. You know in general what they mean. Beyond that, most of us don't give much thought. As we know, the church exists on three levels. The church militant on earth, the church suffering in purgatory, and the church triumphant in heaven. This is the church militant. In other words, we are at war. Now, as we also know, there are three sources of temptation in all of our lives. In the words of St. John, the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world is the attractive, sinful conduct of other people. I repeat, the attractive, sinful conduct of other people. That's the world. The flesh. The flesh in St. John's language, the flesh is our concupiscence, our natural, spontaneous tendency to commit, what else? The seven capital sins. We are all naturally prone to sin. That proneness, that tendency, is not a sin in itself. But this is what happened when our first parents fell. They lost that built-in control of their urges. We all have passions. And there were seven passions. However, there is a third source of temptation, and that's the devil. And this is the focus of the present meditation. First of all, we must recognize that over the centuries since the founding of the church, already in his public ministry, as we shall see at length, we have six more days of the retreat. When Jesus was to found the church, he called certain men to follow him, who then became his apostles. And he sent them on their mission. And from the dawn of Christianity, all the great work for the church has been done by people working together, organized. Well, just as Christ has his followers, so the Antichrist, the devil, he has his followers. And from the dawn of human history, if there's one thing we dare not forget, the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, first describes God's creating the world and finally human beings, and gives them a command, remember, not to eat the forbidden fruit. You know what happened. The devil, envying this human race, the devil knew he was tested and tried, and had the devil, before he fell, been faithful, well, there would be no hell. Hell exists because the angels, having a free will, refuse to submit their wills to God. That, sisters, is hell. Hell is what follows when those who have a free will do not submit that will to God. We're dealing with mystery, but the devil was allowed by God to tempt our first parents. The devil had never done this before. How will I succeed? And he decided, I won't start with Adam. He wanted Adam to fall, being the head of the human race. But the devil realized Adam deeply loved his wife Eve. And the devil knew he would do this Adam would do anything to please Eve. It worked. And sisters, it has worked ever since. My 30th year in working for the Holy See, the single greatest threat to the Catholic Church in our century and the century to come, we call, for want of a better word, feminism. Variety of the Archdiocese of Detroit. A woman is Chancellor of the Archdiocese. I could spend the whole retreat, 8 days, not 3 conferences, but 5 each day, talking only about women. My dear sisters, I know women. 15 years, I think I've told you, from the age of 1 to the age of 16, living only among women, God bless you, but God help you.